Phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. I'm a big karma guy. I always think that whatever you do comes back to you. Amy, you're the one that doesn't believe in karma, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Well, I'm a big karma preacher and teacher, so now my friends are condescending with me because I always tell them all the time, hey, if you do this, eventually it's going to come back to you. So they leave messages now whenever they do something good, so I hear it. So they can be like, see, I'm following this, but I always feel like there's a little mean connotation to it. Listen to this, and then listen to the end of it here.
Okay. I do not have to do a good deed for the rest of my life because I just saw a blind guy trying to cross a busy street by himself. So I went back and talked to him, and he needed a ride, and he was lost, and he didn't know where he was at. So I gave him a ride, like 3 miles, gave him $5 in my bottle of water. So I don't have to be nice to anyone for the rest of my life. Just thought I'd let you know, since you're such a bleeding heart. Later.
You see, she's acting like I'm the bad guy here. Like, that whole message was left because I'm the bad guy, like, because I always tell people you've got to be nice to people.
So, but whenever you do something, like, halfway shady, like, do you think to yourself,
I think if I do nice things and I help people out, eventually when I need help, I'll get it.
Well, what about when you, if you do something mean?
Well, then I feel like I'm going to get it back to me.
And does that eat you up inside?
I try not to do mean things.
I feel like it
would. Yeah, I try not to do shady things. That's why when I'm at the store, if I buy some bread and I realize halfway across the store that I don't want this bread anymore, I will walk it right back to the exact place where I bought it and put it right there. I won't just put it on a shelf. Oh, yeah. Because I know that somebody's got to do that work.
Oh, yeah. That's just nice.
It's just
nice,
like the shopping cart thing. It's like anything else.
It's like if you're at a clothing store and you get something and you don't just go hang it up randomly somewhere else. Especially at like a place like Ross or TJ Maxx where everything's already a mess. You got to go put it back where you got it. Because those people, you know, it's got to be a hard job.
So you don't just leave the clothes in the dressing room? You fold
them
back?
No.
I try to do as much as I can for other people simply because I feel like it's going to come back on me.
Either you take them back to the person or you walk past the person, pretend like you're gonna buy them and go put them back yourself.
I leave them in the dressing room.
Sometimes I want them in the dressing room because they want to fold them back up. But
right, they fold them a certain way and it has to look. Or
well, if it's not a folded thing though, if it's just a hang thing that I feel like I can do the same way.
Because
I worked in retail for a long time too, and I know some of the little tricks is to get stuff back on the shelf. So I'm like, I can save them time. I guess it's kind of maybe it's not as good of me to just do things because I want it back. I mean, it kind of sounds a little selfish, doesn't it?
It is. It's right. You're really not doing it for the goodness. You're doing it because you're going to expect something good's going to happen to you.
No, I don't want anything bad to happen to me. There's a difference.
What if it's not acted upon? What if it's just a thought that you have? Do you think that bad thoughts are going to give you bad things?
No.
So it's just the act.
I have bad thoughts all the time.
Right. And I understand you can have bad ones, but do you get nervous that, oh my goodness, I just thought this about that, so someone's going to think this about me?
Nope.
So it's only when
it's
taken
only
into
in the
action.
Actions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just trying to get it clear.
Like the dog that the car hit.
Right. Do you believe that
this
will happen
to you?
This
is what I thought. I thought, oh my God, if somebody hits my dog, they better pull over and save my dog. So I pulled over and grabbed that dog.
But at the same time, like part of it was just because
part of it was because
the dog.
I was freaking a mess.
I'd go with that.
Well, I'm just kind of putting it out there. I'm just being honest about it.
Yeah.
That doesn't make me sound. I'm just being honest. So, yeah.
What up? This is Ludacris, and you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show.
McDonald's News.
Home Depot. Valid through July 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
More of the Bobby Bones Show.
So Lunchbox goes out to this poetry slam last night. Took his sidekick Carlos with him. And they had a hidden microphone. And let me tell you about these poetry slams. These people are intense, man. Like, this is their life. Listen to this guy, or this girl.
And your absent head.
I mean, it's intense, right?
Yeah. Very intense. I was intimidated. These people were for real. They had their notebooks, their binders. I mean, they were into it. They had their reading glasses and their motions on stage were going with the poem.
Here's another one.
The demons marched and countermarched about their charges, stopping here to water the unprecious fruits.
Man, you don't screw around with these things. So, Lunch wrote a poem about animals.
Oh, no.
This is just so ridiculous that it's funny. Here's Lunch getting on stage.
What did they do?
Do I not have a lunch walking clip I can have?
Here. This isn't really lunch walking. This is just you screwing around with the hidden
mic.
But here.
Bear with me.
Here's Lunchbox.
Bear with me.
That's funny. things
that we...
Can
you give us a round of applause for our poetry?
Oh, good job.
Music now. More of the Bobby Bones Show next.